Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care Podcast. And before we begin the podcast today, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast. There's going to be a lot of great information on RVs and RV living coming up in the next weeks and months, so you don't want to miss it. Also, please visit my website at rvinspectionandcare.com. If you do, you'll find more than 100 articles on RVing that will be very helpful for you. So feel free to visit and enjoy the information. Now let's go ahead and get started on the topic for today's podcast, though, and that is, if you're going to buy a new RV today, what can you expect from RV dealers and RV manufacturers? Well, things have really changed a lot in the last 10 years in this industry. Some things have actually gotten better, but the sad news is that some things have not. In fact, the use of quality materials in many of the RVs today has declined, and also quality control procedures at the factory has suffered as well in many cases. Now, we're not talking about all of the manufacturers here, but enough of them that it really is an alarming trend. Now, before 2008, the good news was that back then the manufacturers were turning out some of the best RVs that we've seen, at least in my opinion. Generally speaking, many of them were using very good building materials, and they had good quality control procedures. But the economic downturn of 2008 changed all of that, and so they started using cheaper materials. And that way they could keep the price of their RVs down and attract more business during that difficult economic period. During that time, there were some good old RV brands that did not survive. We don't have Beavers or Safaris or Alphas with us any longer. But the ones that did survive the tough economic times, well, many of them often did not improve their build quality again, even after the economy stabilized. But of course, their prices still rose. And then along comes COVID. And COVID brought a whole change to the RV industry, because all of the folks that had been cooped up for the period of the pandemic, they found a way to have freedom with RVs and also be able to socially distance at the same time. So the RV lifestyle just exploded when COVID came about. Now, as a result of that, well, dealers and manufacturers are now in control, and they're selling everything that they can get their hands on. Everything the dealers can get from the manufacturers, everything that the manufacturers can make is just going right out the door. But that has made the quality control procedures at the factory get even worse because they're under pressure to deliver. And unfortunately, PDIs, or pre-delivery inspections, at many RV dealers, well, these days they're almost non-existent. Now, once again, this is not the case with all RV dealers. We're not lumping all manufacturers in together. But there's enough of this going on that it's a disturbing trend, and it's not very good. Now, essentially what is happening here is that the manufacturers and the dealers are expecting the buyer of the RV to become the quality control procedure, or the PDI person. They're expecting you as the buyer to buy the RV as it is, take it out and use it, find all those problems that are in it because it was rushed out of the factory and because the dealer doesn't do his work in preparing it correctly for sale, And then they expect you to bring it back for repair under warranty. Now, in all fairness, we have to say that the word on the street is that most of these issues are being taken care of under warranty. But what it means is this: you will not get the RV that you originally paid for in many cases until after all this warranty work is done. And all of this warranty work, all of this finding issues and then bringing it back and having them repaired, all of this could take months, and you could be out of your RV for a long period while this is happening, depending on what the problems are. And it could take several trips back and forth to the RV dealer service center in many cases as well. What does all of this mean? It means frustration. It means irritation. It also means you don't get the RV you paid for until sometime down the line. Now, my friends, this honestly is a sad way to do business, in my opinion. It doesn't show a whole lot of regard for customers. It's not very customer-oriented. But now a new wrinkle has been added to this whole situation by COVID as well. And that is that there is now a parts shortage, a very extensive parts shortage going on across the world for RV components and parts. And many of these components are on long waiting lists and back orders. Even the factories are having tough times getting all the items and components they need to be able to build the RVs like they want to. But of course, it also means that service departments just can't get the parts like they would like as well. So if you buy a new RV today, there are occasions and there is a chance where it may not have all of the components actually installed in it at this point. You may actually buy a new RV and have to wait until the components come in to be installed later on. Or you might buy the RV, but then when you find that something needs to be replaced under warranty, well then, you may have to wait for months for that to be done. So this is really an inconvenience for the RV customer. Obviously then, there are great challenges going on in the RV industry right now, and it makes it very difficult for the RV buyer who's buying a new RV. How do you handle all of this? Well, my suggestion is think about buying a used RV instead right now. Now, when I say used, really it only needs to be a year or two old, and you can still buy a very good RV, one that hasn't been used very much. But see, by that time, all of these issues, all these quality problems and quality control issues and warranty problems, they are all taken care of by then. Finally, you have an RV that actually works. So if you buy an RV right now that is a couple of years old, generally speaking, most of the time, the bugs are fairly worked out of it. The only thing you have to understand is that these days it's a seller's market in the RV industry. So you probably are going to have to pay a little bit more for that used RV than you would at some other time. But the good news is at least you will have a fully functioning RV from the very first day. And that is avoiding an awful lot of frustration that many new RV buyers are experiencing. Now, this will be the case especially if you use an RV inspector, a certified NRVIA inspector. Because, you see, if it's a used unit, they're going to go through it from top to bottom, and they'll give you a full report on what's going on that RV. And you'll know exactly what shape it's in before you buy it. Now, there's one warning that I have to give you at this point, though, and that is many RV dealers these days are trying to deny RV inspections to their customers. They don't want the inspection to slow down this fast turnover of RVs. They want to just sell, 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 and they're not interested in having the customer have an inspection done on these units. Once again, this is not all RV dealers, but there is enough of this happening that it really is disturbing. Or if they do allow RV inspections, they may try to talk you out of it. They may tell you that, well, you don't need an RV inspection because their PDI process, their pre-delivery inspection process, does exactly what the RV inspector does. My friends, do not fall for that. It is not the truth. It's not even close to the truth. There's not a single PDI process that I have ever seen that comes anywhere near to what an RV inspector will do if they're a certified NRVIA inspection or inspector. Now, don't fall for this logic. Don't fall for being talked out of getting the RV that you deserve. You see, really what this says is that buying right now from dealers is a challenge in many ways. Whether you buy new or whether you buy used, you're going to face a challenge in some way because they're in the driver's seat at this point in the sales process. It's a seller's market, so it's to their advantage. But don't let them take control of the buying process. Now, all of this really should change somewhere in the future because this cannot continue forever. Especially will this change if the RV lifestyle kind of cools down a little bit. You know, it's not quite such a hot thing that everybody wants to be involved in. Well, then things will normalize more and it will be a little bit easier to work with. But the problem is nobody knows when that is going to happen. So does it mean then that you shouldn't be buying RVs right now, that things are just not in your favor and so you shouldn't do it? I don't recommend that at all. In fact, I don't think there's any need to put off your RV plans and adventures at all. There are plenty of great RV deals that can be had out there. All you have to do is just look a little bit harder. You could even buy new and still get a good RV, but just understand that you're probably going to go through some real challenges that go along with the time we're living in right now. But just be patient, continue to look for the RV that you feel is going to work best for you, and be smart about what you're doing in the buying process. And if you do, you can still find the RV that works just right for you and will be the RV that will take you on all the RVing adventures that you'll be enjoying in the years ahead. Well, that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.